now, here's a message from Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stulting.
Today, a lot of people think, could God really use me? I have a lot of problems, and I don't have the right connections, and I just am just really just, I don't understand how God could use me. Well, consider this. In the world's eyes, Mary, the mother of Jesus, would have not appeared to have been someone that would be used greatly. And yet, because she trusted God, because she said a very important thing, let it be to me according to your word. Because she said something like that, that reflected her heart. Her heart was about loving God and obeying him and sharing his love. It's just amazing to think about. So let's revisit a few things that Mary said before Jesus was born. And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now, that is a powerful thing, just really accepting what God's word is and doing it and submitting ourselves to him and believing him. And later she said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant." Today, God looks at you. Will you let faith or fear steer your life? Will you trust in God and say, "Let it be to me according to your word"? Will you join Mary in saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior"? Today, I just encourage you, and I remind myself also, let's focus on God this Christmas and allowing him to do the work through us that he wants us to do. It's really powerful to realize that that God has a plan for each person, and we simply need to trust him, step forward in faith, not fear, and let him lead us. Let's pray and welcome his leading in our lives. Let's just open our hearts to his. Let's just pray right now. Heavenly Father, we confess that we sometimes trust our emotions more than you, and we choose right now to trust in you. And we say, "Let it be to me according to your word," just as Mary responded to your messenger who delivered your message to her. We just right now say, "Let it be to me according to your word." And we say that and ask that we would just really live in your love, walk in your truth. Basically, we just pray that you would guide us in every way, that we would follow your word, your holy Bible. We ask that you would increase our faith and just help us to walk in love, walk in truth this Christmas. Use us, Lord. Please use us. Please use me. And we welcome you afresh in our hearts and submit ourselves to you. We're nothing apart from you. You are our treasure, Jesus. We ask you to live in our lives, and we pray for our country. We pray for our leaders, that people would be drawn to you and that we would just see people receiving you this Christmas. And we do that right now. And we repent from doing things our way and receive you as Savior and Lord. Oh, how I love you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you for coming. And we look forward to when you come again. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Ask God to use you, and then rely on Him, not your feelings, and simply obey. Simply obey. And remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Until next time, I invite you to go to prayingpals.org and join us so that you receive our weekly devotional and prayer list and praise reports. Oh, how encouraging it is. We have praise reports come in each week because we have a few thousand prayer warriors on the team now. So please sign up at prayingpals.org and share it with your friends. Let's share Jesus this Christmas.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stulting.